This is Living the RV Dream, episode 142 for Friday, May 8th, 2020.
I'm riding in my RV, wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
Hello, happy campers! Happy Friday! Happy Friday to all of you, and welcome to another episode of Living the RV Dream podcast. And I think things are starting to look up in the grand scheme of things here, and hopefully we'll all be able to start living some kind of RV dream soon. I know I made a reservation for the end of May. And at a Florida State Park, they seem to be taking reservations as of the 16th. So, you know, I'm just going to go there, relax with Ely, practice our social distance, sipping bubbly from the front porch of our new Micro Mini 1708, courtesy of Winnebago. And, this week I released a video about accessorizing the trailer. The video, you know, took, you know, a month and a half in the making, but we added, you know, some of the things that make life more comfortable on the road, especially things that most of them wouldn't cause any permanent damage to the trailer, like command hooks and the new shower head and things like that. I encourage you to watch that video. It's a little over half an hour. It's a lot of fun, and that came out this past Wednesday, and Wednesday, May the 6th. And I'm actually recording this on this part of Monday, May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. And tomorrow is Cinco de Mayo. And for the first time in a while, Cinco de Mayo falls on a Taco Tuesday, only to be ruined by a virus named after a Mexican beer. I know. Bad joke. What can I say? In any case, hello everybody. Once again, actually, this is I cut and pasted here. As I said before, I was recording the beginning of the podcast and the interview that you're going to listen to in a few minutes here on Monday. It is now Thursday, May 7th, and of course, you're gonna listen to this on Friday, May 8th. And I just spent the whole morning sending CDs and stickers that I'm going to take to the post office tomorrow. So thank you so much for ordering those. And if you want to check those out, travelingrobert.com/merch, as in merchandise, I don't even know how to spell anymore. MERCH, travelingrobert.com/merch. If you want to check out the stickers and the CDs. And there's also a link right there to the t-shirts, which I sell them through Teespring. Because to be honest, I don't want to deal with inventory and different sizes and different colors. It's a whole different complication to manage t-shirts. CDs and stickers, they're all the same. So I don't mind spending one morning a week taking care of those. Now, what I also don't mind taking care of is reading some of your mail coming up right now. And I have quite a bit of mail and voicemail, I think. And I'm going to start, you know, with the latest one. I'm working my way back. I haven't actually been able to organize my inbox lately. So here we go. This one comes from Rob Perks. And a lot of people, they don't send me email directly, but you can use the contact form in my website, travelingrobert.com. Traveling, of course, if you are from abroad, traveling spelled the American way with only one L. In any case, here, the message. Hi, Robert. During this shelter-in-place time, my wife and I have enjoyed very much your YouTube productions, allowing us to travel virtually. One question. We are looking at traveling out west, national parks, once we are back to normal, but wanted to get your thoughts on the best cell service when doing so, how to best receive TV service, if not available at the campground, dish, RV cell booster with streaming TV, etc. You likely have already addressed this, and if so, maybe you could direct us to this production. Thank you very much and take care. And I'm currently using AT&T, which works well in most places. And I did have an unlimited plan that they did not grandfather us in. They just canceled everybody at the beginning of this year. That was through the Roadlink Togo device. But everybody, and I actually spoke to Mike Wendland of the RV Lifestyle podcast last week, and he and everybody else, they swear by Verizon service. And a lot of people have told me, like, for example, in some of these national parks, like Yellowstone, for example, cell phone service was very spotty at best with AT&T, and a lot of people tell me that they've been able to have good service, or at least decent service with Verizon. So I would look into Verizon. I would look into one of their quote unquote unlimited plans, because if you start streaming TV and stuff like that, you're gonna go through your data very, very quickly, And Verizon has a plan that is quote unquote unlimited, because you can get unlimited hotspot device up to 30, but the unlimited goes up to 30 megabytes or gigabytes, up to 30 gigabytes, and then they throttle you down to a very slow speed in which you might be able to browse the web a little bit. You might be able to even download podcasts, perhaps, and read your email and that kind of thing. But video quality is going to be very bad at best. You know, like video quality from... If you ever watched the internet video from the late 90s or early 2000s, more or less that kind of quality. So take that, and by the way, they are an affiliate of mine, Techno RV. I believe they are working on selling a package with an unlimited internet package from Verizon. It's not out yet, but as soon as I know if they have it, I'll let you guys know. Of course, if you buy anything from Techno RV, by the way, Eric and Tammy Johnson, super nice folks, and I meet up with them pretty much at every RV show that we go to, and hopefully, fingers crossed, there will be an RV show this year in Hershey, and if there is an RV show in Hershey this year, I'll be there like a bear. And what was I saying? Okay, Techno RV. If you go through my link, travelingrobert.com/TechnoRV, and if you go through that link, it's the same experience for you, but they know that I sent you, and then they send me a small check at the end of the month, a little commission that I get from them because of that. Okay, let me see. What else do I have here? Yeah, I had an email here. They want me to test out a power bank. I don't think I'm going to be testing out power banks for now. I did like three of them in a row late last year. Or was it early this year? Time is a blur, guys. Time is a blur during these times of lockdowns and this social distancing and wearing masks. And let me tell you, from Jet Builder Nolan, gotta thank you. Watching your videos from last summer's road trip has helped me endure this lockdown. I am itching so bad to get out and go camping. Watching your climbing those mountain passes couldn't help but wonder how your truck was managing those climbs, and how are you liking the Colorado? Any idea how far down it downshifted climbing those steep hills? What are you average for gas mileage while towing? Keep up the great work. Enjoy your new trailer. Thank you so much. And the new trailer, by the way, as you probably know, I recently became a... Actually, about a month, almost 2 months ago, actually, it became officially a Winnebago brand ambassador, Winnebago Towables brand ambassador. And I did a video this Wednesday, about accessorizing the RV. So check that out in my YouTube channel. It's there. It's my latest video as of today. And, you know, because as much as the RV might be adequate for what you need, you always need to add little things, little hooks here and there, you know, to make it your own, maybe upgrade that shower head, that sort of thing. Now, talking about the Colorado, I like the Colorado as a machine. It's a good towing machine for the... I have a light trailer, so don't be towing a fifth wheel with the Colorado, of course. But a light trailer, 3,000 dry, probably 4,000 or 5,000 fully loaded. The Colorado has a towing capacity of 7,000 pounds, and I think the pin weight is 500, so much more than my previous vehicle. The only thing I don't like about the Colorado is some of the electronics and the lack of choice sometimes, you know, and that kind of thing. You know, the Colorado makes too many decisions for you, like locking the doors as soon as you put it in drive, that kind of thing. Things that are not easy to override or impossible to override in some cases. And the fact that it's always phoning home back to General Motors, like get an email, you know, your oil change is due. Okay, fine, but it's kind of creepy that they know so much about my driving habits and how much I hit the brake and you know, that kind of thing. It's just unsettling for me. But other than that, the truck has managed well. I get between 10 and 13 miles per gallon average. I've gotten higher. It seems to be lower lately. I don't know why. But it's been about 10 and 13, and it handles the mountains really well. And the Colorado, I mean, for all that I dislike some of the technology, I love some of the other technology. If I'm going downhill in tow mode and I just tap on the brake, the truck downshifts automatically. You know, I don't have to really worry about downshifting. Sometimes it doesn't downshift enough, and yeah, I've been going down to third, even second gear sometimes in some of those steep downhills. I just go really slow and second gear and tap on the brake from time to time. But yeah, that's about it. By the way, this is an 8-speed transmission, for those of you wondering. So it is a modern one. Okay, let me see if I have another email here. Okay, this one is about my cameras, and Marco Di Marcello. Hello, Robert. I have another tech question. Yeah, this is a follow-up, of course. We just purchased the same Sony camera AX53 as you, and we are hoping to put together some family videos for our RV trips. What video editing program do you use? Is it friendly, expensive? Is there generally one you could recommend? And I'm not a tech guru, but I'm not Amish. Okay, thanks, Marco. And what I use, it's Adobe Premiere Pro CC. CC stands for Creative Cloud. And yes, it is expensive. It is a subscription. I pay a subscription monthly so I can have access to all the programs that Adobe makes. And it's a very nice suite. It's something very convenient to have, and I use them every day. And it's perhaps expensive. I don't know if it's worth $50 a month. I think that's what I pay. But I get access to Premiere and all the updates. You know, they're updating it constantly, and sometimes the updates are good, sometimes they are bad, but usually they add the new features. I have Adobe Photoshop, which I use a lot to edit thumbnails for the videos, you know, make them eye-catching and that kind of thing. And I use Adobe Audition, which I use to edit audio and master audio and that kind of thing. And I use Adobe Acrobat, the pro version, in which you can edit electronic documents. You can even sign them electronically. It is a good program to have. And I'm working on learning Adobe Illustrator. That's like, and Adobe After Effects at some point when I have the time. Those are my, next to getting my ham radio license, those are the three things that I want to learn. Ham radio might be actually easier. Okay, what else do I have here? And we have Colin Jones from the UK. Hi, Robert. Good to hear you are getting a new RV up to your standard. We have a B-Class Citroen Relay badged as a Dodge Ram van in the US. But the present lockdown, we are moving nowhere. I guess it is the same in the US too. Well, as you all know, in the US, things are slowly opening up. I don't know. South Florida, it's not opening. Probably not opening up anytime soon because we are kind of a highly populated area, and there's a bunch of issues. I don't know if I'm going to be able to travel outside of the South Florida area, if they're going to treat us like lepers once we get out of here. I don't know what's going to happen. So, but I'm really looking forward to being able to travel by the end of May, if anything. You know, I have reservations. They haven't been canceled. So we'll see. And we'll see. By the way, I like that Citroën. That also looks very similar to the Fiat Ducato. And of course, it's the Ram ProMaster here in the United States. It's pretty much the same vehicle now in these days of global manufacturing. A lot of models are the same. They just market them differently in different countries. And that's one of my favorite van chassis. And the cutaway chassis too. That's what I drove when I went to Finland 2 years ago. That was a Fiat Ducato. It was a Class C based on the Fiat Ducato chassis. By the way, talking about international and global, I can't wait for all this to go away as well, because next year the plan was to travel somewhere abroad, which may have to be postponed to 2022. We'll see, since I postponed Alaska to 2021, but, you know, we'll take it with a grain of salt. And, of course, I always realized a lifetime is not even my whole lifetime. Even if I live to be 100, it's never going to be enough to see everything that I would like to see in the United States and the rest of the world. So we'll just take what we can, you know. I'm already grateful to be able to have seen as much as I have, so... Looking forward to traveling some this summer and sharing all those experiences with you guys. Now, let me see if I can find some voicemail.
Hey, Robert. Keith here from Vancouver, Canada. Enjoy your videos very much. Thank you. Keep them coming, period. Have you ever traveled from Florida to Seattle? We're looking for a video on that. ? Thank you.
Hey Keith, thank you so much for your message. I think you thought you were talking to a text to speech thingy, you know, not just audio, which is really cool. By the way, if you guys want to send me a voice message and I'll receive it as a voicemail in travelingrobert.com, if you go, I think it's on one of the corners, is a button that says talk to me, and it'll open either on your phone or and invite request for you to allow use of the microphone. But you can send me a nice voice message. And of course, Seattle, yeah, look for those videos. I was in Seattle, of course, last summer. I hope you have watched those videos. Lovely city. I want to go back. A little bit of traffic, as expected in a big city like that, but I really liked it. And
Hello Robert, how are you? This is Malik from Pakistan. I really enjoy your videos. Keep up the good work. As I can't come to USA and there are no other person on YouTube which are making detailed videos on USA cities, so I watch your videos and I get a detailed idea of cities in USA, plus national parks in the USA and how beautiful they are and what kind of wildlife there are. So thank you, Robert, for making these kind of videos.
You're welcome, Malik. Thank you, and thank you for calling all the way from Pakistan. What a great communicated world we live today in, that I basically what I have is an international TV station where people can watch from pretty much everywhere in the world, except China maybe. And places with low bandwidth, of course. But yeah, great. Thank you for calling from Pakistan, Malik.
Hey, Robert. We really enjoy your videos. You're helping us getting through this quarantine. We're following you all over the United States. We really love it. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your message. And I'm glad you're enjoying my videos. Thank you.
Hey, Traveling Robert. My name is Scott. I'm from Van Nuys, California, Los Angeles area. I've been watching your videos for, boy, almost the entire time you've been around, the last 8 to 10 years. Love them all. Done a lot of traveling myself. I don't have an RV, but I've had the luxury of being able to travel around the country and relate to everything you do. So one of these days I'll have to hunt down one of the meetups and do a meetup with the group. So keep up the good work. Love them all. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much, Scott. And Yeah, those meetups. Right now, the meetups are indefinitely postponed, but I really enjoy them a lot. I really enjoy meeting you guys. And of course, one of the most epic ones was the one in Columbus, Ohio. And I did one at the Tampa RV show, which was kind of impromptu, but a lot of people showed up. It was really cool to meet so many of you. And then at the end, a small group of us, we just stayed there. This guy kept buying me beers, and we stayed there talking as a smaller group for another, almost an hour, I think. And of course, the one in Miami. Miami, we've had two great meetups. One was at MIA Brewing Company and the other one at Vesa Zur Brewing Company. I like to do it at breweries because they usually have like food trucks and unless you don't like beer, then that would be a problem. You can drink something else. I'm sure they have non-alcoholic beverages too. But they usually have like food trucks and some kind of light food. It's good because everybody can order like their own thing. And it's been good experiences for the most part.
Hey, Robert, just watching your video on Mount St. Helens. You ever come through El Paso, Texas, where we live? Love to be able to buy you an IPA and some dinner. So give us a holler. You take care. God bless. Safe travels.
Well, thank you so much. And El Paso, Texas, probably, if all goes well, if the virus goes away and we're able to travel more extensively, I'm thinking next winter, January, I want to go back to Quartz site. I'm going to take a different route and I probably won't go to the same places, of course. I want to see different. There's so much to see in Arizona alone. And I want to go south. I know a friend of mine, Danny Machado, he was my neighbor in Quartzsite the last time I was there. That was over a year ago. He went to the area by Ajo, Arizona. It's right there by the Mexican border, and there are some state parks, and there's the Oregon pipe. They have all the saguaro cactuses, or cacti, right? You pronounce cacti. And I'm going to go further south and then, you know, the areas of Arizona I haven't seen yet, like Canyon de Chelly and other things. And we'll see.
Hi, Robert. I've just recently realized that you do play much music. It's fun. I'm enjoying listening to you. And I will be happy when they take this virus block off so that we can continue to watch you travel throughout the United States. Keep up the good work. I'm really enjoying this.
All right, thank you so much for your message. And yes, for those of you who don't know, I do the music, and I've been doing, I don't know if I'm gonna do it this Sunday, I probably will, because it's a lot of fun. I'm doing like a live concert pretty much every Sunday. I mean, if my voice is well, I'll do it. And it's on my other channel. So if you're on YouTube, just search for Robert Morales, M-O-R-A-L-E-S. Or actually, it's youtube.com/RobertikoMusic. That will be, Robertico is like Bobby in Spanish. So it will be R-O-B-E-R-T-I-C-O Music. As it is pronounced, and that's awesome. That will be the direct address to that other channel, which was actually my first channel, and there's a long catalog there, a very large catalog there of videos of me singing salsa. So check that out, and if I do that live stream, it will be Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern, so stay tuned for that.
Robert, I just absolutely love your travels, and my husband and I used to travel a lot in a caravan, and I just absolutely love your singing. I love your personality, and I'd like to see more of your wife, but I really, really enjoy every single thing, because my kids, my son and daughter-in-law, also traveled the whole of America just about. So I enjoy seeing where they were through you. Thank you very much. I also forgot to mention, this is Corrie Perry speaking from South Africa, and now that my husband's passed away, I really enjoy your every single video that you make. I absolutely love it. I'm also not a museum person, although I enjoy it sometimes. I like mountains. I like rivers. I like the peace. I like everything you like. So that is why I enjoy you. A lot in common. And as I said before, I'd love to see more pictures of your wife.
Thank you so much, Corey, for that message, and all the way from South Africa to, you know, that's another country that one of these days, I want to visit. Probably RVing is not as I don't know. I don't even know. I know very little about South Africa. I'm embarrassed to admit, but I would love to visit. I would love to visit. Okay, I almost forgot, but today we have an interview, and of course that was a Monday. I interviewed Dr. Tom Davis, and he's an expert in telemedicine, and I think it's very timely in these days of pandemics and social distancing. You know, and a lot of people like my mom. I think my mom is one of those people that misses her doctor because she used to go like every other week. You know, and with telemedicine, I mean, there's not a whole lot that they can do, but they can diagnose as something simple. And maybe save you that visit to the doctor that nowadays, of course, it's if you are high risk, you are in that high risk category, elderly with pre-existing conditions, maybe you shouldn't get out of the house, let's be honest. I mean, if you have chest pain or you break a leg, of course, you know, by all means, go to the emergency room. But maybe if it's something more simple, something easier to diagnose, telemedicine is the thing to do. And, well, without further ado, here we have Dr. Tom Davis, who, by the way, is also an RVer. All right, everybody, here's their interview of the week today. And in this era of pandemics and these things, you know, what's going on in the world, I thought it would be appropriate to have an actual MD in the podcast today. And today, joining us from beautiful St. Louis, it's Dr. Tom Davis. Tom, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me on, Robert. And yes, St. Louis is beautiful this time of year. If the weather was like this all year round, we'd be hip deep in billionaires and movie stars.
Oh man, I you know, talking about St. Louis, I heard that this time of the year they turn off the Gateway Arch because of some migration of some birds. That was very interesting. I read it on the news this morning.
You'd be surprised how many people that live in St. Louis have never been up to the top of the arch. Highly recommended. Yes. Absolutely.
Yes, and you know, segueing into something else, the engineering of that elevator, it's something else. I heard it has more in common with a Ferris wheel than with an actual elevator, the way it's constructed.
Yeah, it's amazing. They have a classic film that runs in the visitor center down, which is a world-class visitor center. And it's just amazing to see how it was done. I remember as a little kid driving in and watching them put the last piece on. My parents took me. It was wild. And maybe that's telling you exactly how old I am. If you're claustrophobic, don't go though, because the pods there are that take you up to the top are kind of small.
Yeah, I've been there. I was there once a couple of years ago, and everything was under construction. So I'm looking forward to going back and actually, you know, seeing it normally. Well, but let's get into the subject at hand. You are, of course, a doctor, but you're also an RVer. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that and how you practice medicine from the road?
Well, my wife and I have been part-time in now for about 5 years, increasingly spilling into full-time. The pandemic and isolation kind of pushed us back to our home base. But we drive everywhere in the lower 48, Canada, Alaska. And one of the things that I do is I teach clinicians how to be location independent in their practice of medicine using these telemedicine service platforms that have been around. And they've been around for, gosh, 5-7 years. It's only been, you know, during the pandemic that people have become aware of them, but they've been around for years. And I help clinicians get through burnout and career transitions. And one of the great destinations, or one of the great tools, is helping them become location independent, helping them become RVers while practicing medicine. And they can earn almost as much as they can earn in the office, but without the fluorescent lights. And I decided that I needed to live the life, to demonstrate that life for those clinicians, to let them know how much fun it was. And Robert, you never should take your own stuff, because I've gotten hooked on it. And every year we've been RVing more and more and enjoying it a great deal.
And let me ask you, how does it really work? Is it something simple like a Skype or a Zoom call, or do you have to use a proprietary software? I'm talking from the consumer end,
The consumer's got a lot of choices. Most of us now have a telemedicine benefit of some sort associated with our insurance policy. You just don't see it because it's kind of lost in all the documents that you get it. But there are also commercial ones out there that you can just buy without having any insurance coverage at all. And you can pay $45 or $90 or whatever it is to have either a video or an audio encounter with a clinician. And they're tremendously handy. And on the backside for the physician, and usually what I do is I spend a couple hours in the morning, a couple hours in the evening in a private place with my computer logged into the internet. And I basically just perform encounters for the patients that need them. And it's a wonderful gig for me as a clinician because it's very low stress and it makes me able to focus on the patient. But for the patients, it's incredibly convenient and they really get a lot out of it. And, you know, Robert, about 6 weeks ago, about 2/3 of the entire healthcare delivery system in the United States went online in about 5 days. And the dislocation there was tremendous. And, I just sat here in my little home and took care of more patients in a weekend than I would usually take care of in a month in the office.
Yeah, no, I can imagine. Yeah, even my mom, she was asking me because, you know, she's elderly, she's in her 80s, and she was having whatever provider she has like a proprietary app, and she had to like download it, and it was kind of difficult for her. Is it proprietary for in most cases, or because of regulation, or you can use whatever you want? Can it be like a regular phone call?
Well, before COVID, the privacy regulations were very stringent. And so you really either had to go through a vendor who could guarantee that they were compliant, or you did it like I do through these telemedicine service providers that have their own platform. It's important to understand now that the vast majority of telemedicine is going on now between a patient and their physician is really just kind of put together with spit and mud, and everyone is really struggling how to get through it. If you were to use a telemedicine visit today with your primary care doctor or whatever, that experience would be a lot different than if you went with one of these telemedicine service providers that's been around for years that have kind of smoothed out the process.
Yeah, it's like everything. Practice does make perfect in the end. And to what extent can you help a patient with telemedicine? You know, it would be something like a cough. Can you tell by looking at a video? To what extent can you practice? Is it limited in many ways?
Well, the short answer to that, Robert, is to a limited extent. It's very important for the healthcare consumer to understand that although, you know, a telemedicine visit seems like a doctor's visit, and if you get somebody that you don't know, they can seem like your doctor, but it isn't an office visit, and the person is probably not your doctor unless you've made that decision intentionally. As a clinician, we are taught to go into the examination room and take the whole patient in, their entire body language, their entire appearance, looking for different movements. The examination by touch is very important, even the examination by smell. And smell is equally important to the patient. Okay, when I walk in to see you in the examination room and you take a whiff of me, you can be reasonably assured that I'm not intoxicated. Reasonably. Okay. But over telemedicine, you don't have any of those cues to tell you whether or not I'm impaired. Okay. So that lack of communication, that nonverbal communication goes both ways. So my recommendation to patients who are using this is to listen to yourself. Do not get overwhelmed by the credentials or the process. If something doesn't feel right about your telemedicine visit, no matter what you're reaching out for, then it's not. And then you need to go seek somebody in person. That's how I would approach it.
Yeah, I imagine it's basically a first step before actually going in person to an actual, you know, consultation on that. Do you foresee a future where, you know, as technology advances, where we'll be able to do more like, you know, we all have a fitness tracker these days. You foresee a future that with augmented reality, you may be able to, especially maybe by your expression, I'm guessing no, but maybe a chronic patient that is already wired because they have a problem, would you be able, do you foresee a future, let's say 10, 20 years in the future?
Well, you know, it's a tricky question. You got to answer it from two ways. First of all, the people who deliver healthcare, which is mostly the health systems, you know, they're designed to generate revenue from your personal presence in the exam room, and they do that in any number of ways. So they're going to have to learn how to generate the same or maybe more amount of revenue by doing things without you being physically present. So you know, if you ask me if I foresee a future, that there's going to be a delay in the future while these health systems are very good at taking money out of your pocket, as you well know, figure out how to do that. But the other issue is that some information is good, but more information is not necessarily better. Because the more that you have done to you, especially as you get older, the greater your chances of having something bad happen to you because I did something to you. I mean, my old professor once told me that whenever I would go up on the nursing home ward, to remember that you are basically an enormous Godzilla. Anything that you do, even if it's accidental, is more than likely to wreak havoc than it is to be of benefit. So you got to walk very cautiously. And that is wisdom that I've taken to heart during my entire clinical career. I've done way more good taking away treatments and de-escalating things than I ever have adding things on, short of childbirth and emergencies and those sorts of things. So it's important to understand that all these remote stuff, that people are making a lot of money off of them, but there's really very little evidence that they improve outcomes in ways that are meaningful to the patient. So probably what's going to happen is that your point of care for your primary care doctor is going to be through telemedicine. You're probably going to have to run through an artificial intelligence machine that will help guide you to self-care, and then you'll get to a nurse screener, and then you'll get to a nurse practitioner, and then you'll get to a physician based on your needs. And that's probably the design that people are going to be seeing, but it's also probably going to take 5 to 10 years to get there.
All right. Let's say you know, I'm actually that guy who never goes to the doctor unless he's dying. So
probably pretty smart.
Let me tell you, you were saying that sometimes it is better to take things away, and you'll be amazed. You know, like if you have a little high cholesterol, they already put you on a pill and things like that. And I'm kind of an advocate for that being the last resort. That's my the way I think. You know, maybe I'll start eating healthier or exercising or doing something to avoid putting something into my body that may have a secondary effect, undesirable. But
it always pays to be a cautious consumer. There's a lot of financial incentives behind the scenes that patients don't know about. From an RVer standpoint, though, this telemedicine is fabulous because it allows you to become location independent and really know upfront how much money you're going to spend on getting your health care. I mean, one of the big things, you know, if you're really sick in the middle of Kansas and your home base is Miami, you go to the ER and you're hoping that your insurance pays and you're hoping that you don't get stuck, but you really don't know until about 6 to 9 months later when all the bills come in. With telemedicine, you know upfront exactly how much it's going to cost. And you also know upfront what the level of care is that you're going to get, what you're going to receive. And it really is a great deal for those of us who are location independent, both for providers, but also for RVers. Almost always when my wife lets slip that I'm a family doctor and I got licenses in a number of states, usually there's no shortage of people coming around asking me about little things in the RV park or the campground. And so that just shows you how much pent-up demand there is if only there was some way to service these patients safely and to everybody's benefit. And I urge, you know, my fellow RVers, because I'm one of you, to go check out your insurance plans and take down the number that telemedicine service so it's right there at your fingertips, you know, when you're out on the road and you need it.
Yeah, and you would say most major providers will have a will cover telemedicine?
Yeah, absolutely. I can't imagine that there's a major insurance, certainly nothing that you buy through the exchange that doesn't have that benefit. Okay.
How about the uninsured? Is this relatively affordable to get like a quick consultation with you or somebody else?
Well, it's less expensive than going in to be seen in person. For people who don't have insurance, it's a godsend. And the reason is that it allows you access to a healthcare professional for a known amount of money. And, you know, a lot of times I'm not going to be able to help. I'm not going to be able to treat you over the phone safely or over the video safely. Yeah. And I'll tell you, but you know, I'm not going to say just dismiss you and send you to the urgent care or the ER unless, you know, it's a true emergency. I'm going to explain to you what the story is, what the options are, why I think you need to be seen in person, et cetera, et cetera. So you really get some expert opinion from a human being as opposed to Dr. Google. And if you're uninsured and you know that, you know, I'm going to get this in exchange for $45, well, you're much more likely to get a medical opinion than wandering in an ER and having no idea how much you're going to be on the hook for 1 year later. Oh, it's madness. Nobody buys stuff like that.
I've been there, and when once you walk into that urgent care, you have no idea how it starts adding up, you know, really quick.
Absolutely.
Let me ask you switching gears here, since of course for this you probably rely on the internet pretty heavily, and this is a question that I ask pretty much every RVer. What do you use for internet out there that you find to be reliable pretty much anywhere?
Well, first of all, my wife is the wrench. So I have no, when I talk gear, I have no idea what I'm talking about. In fact, I think right now she's out there replacing our water tank.
Oh, wow.
So we had a system that we bought that supposedly was better than the hotspot that we have on our phones. And we have never, ever been able to make it work satisfactory. And to be honest with you, the hotspot on our phone works fantastic. Every once in a while, at the end of the month, I have to buy an extra data pack because I use it a lot with the telemedicine, because if I have a lot of video visits, it uses up a lot of bandwidth. But honestly, many of the campgrounds that we stay at for the longer terms have secure Wi-Fi that's privacy compliant that I can use for private network, and it works out nice. I just use the hotspot.
Yeah, the only problem with those campground Wi-Fis is that sometimes the speed is not there. You know, when the entire campground is watching a movie on Netflix, you ain't gonna be able to use it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and it's very frustrating when you're in the middle of an encounter and suddenly the bandwidth drops because someone's decided to download Bambi or whatever. Mm-hmm. Also, when it rains, that it also slows down because everybody's inside using their wireless. Mm-hmm.
All right, Dr. Davis. Now you wrote. I saw that you wrote two books. You have one on Medicare Advantage, and more recently one called Telemedicine Confidential: Keeping Your Family Safe. Can you tell us a little bit about it, and then where can people get those? And who is it for, basically?
They're both available through Amazon. The telemedicine book is called Telemedicine Confidential: Keeping Your Family Safe. And I wrote that a couple of years ago to help folks understand exactly how they can keep themselves safe with these telemedicine encounters, because they were being marketed as something that they might not be. And that is kind of gone on steroids since the encounter. And, I there's a summary at the back that basically tells you what you need to do to make sure that you have a safe and effective encounter. And, it's there for patients to read. And I really couched it in terms of a tale. It's actually a fictional book with the lessons in there. So it's made to be readable. It's a tool out there, and it's designed for patients and my fellow RVers to take advantage of, because telemedicine is going to become more prominent, not less.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. And it looks like the current situation with the social distancing and all that, until we get a vaccine, it looks like it's going to be here for a while. So in some shape or form.
We're getting stir crazy here. We're getting ready to go out. I really don't care. We're going to hit some BLM land or something. Oh. But we're going to get out in camp.
Doc, you're not the only one. I Florida is taking reservations after the 16th of May, and I already made a reservation in late May. And I'm in Miami. I'm in a hot area, but I need to do it.
Absolutely, Florida has some of the best state parks that there are.
Yeah.
You know, the key, Robert, for the telemedicine and for all these other services is to make sure you understand how much it costs you up front, because most of the insurance ones are free, and the ones that you pay for you can find very easily on the internet. And there are a number of insurance products that are popping up specifically for RVers who are location independent. They're not things that you can buy on healthcare.gov, but they do provide exceptional coverage, and they usually come in at about 40% of what people would pay. And these are fantastic. These are fantastic opportunities for RVers. I actually consult with one of these companies, and the first thing I thought of is, healthcare.gov insurance, you got to stay by your home base if you want regular care, and this you can get anywhere in the country. So, as for RVers, especially as health insurance gets more expensive, start paying attention to some of these alternatives out there. If you're not on Medicare, they can give you tremendous coverage for a fraction of the price and really be very much tailored to people who are location independent.
Yeah, well, if you could share links to some of that with us, I'll put them in the show notes and in the video description as well.
Great.
Because we're simulcasting on YouTube and on the podcast this week. And Dr. Davis, any final thoughts? If people wanted to reach you, do you have a direct link for consultations or anything like that?
Well, again, I do all my medical practice through these telemedicine service providers. But if you need a telemedicine question, anything like that, you contact me through my LinkedIn page. I'm Thomas Davis, MD, or you can go to tomdavisconsulting.com. But I warn you, if I'm not doing telemedicine, I'm out hiking with my wife and two golden retrievers in some spectacular location. So you give me a call and I'll get back to you as soon as I'm done relaxing.
Absolutely, and hopefully we'll see you back in the Florida Keys next winter, man.
You bet. You bet.
That's the healthiest thing, being out there in nature, and I think, in my opinion, at least for my mental health, is what keeps me sane and healthy.
Absolutely. Exercise and fresh air is the best medicine.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Tom Davis, for being on the podcast. I really appreciate you talking to us this week.
It's been a privilege. I'll see you all on the road.
All right. See you on the road. Well, it was great chatting with Dr. Tom Davis. Actually, he told me off camera, off mic, that his wife actually watches my videos, so that's pretty cool. And hope to see him on the road one of these days. Hopefully for fun and not because I am sick. All right, everybody, this is it for episode 142 of Living the RV Dream podcast. We're already running long. You know, the podcast used to be like 20, 30 minutes. Now this 47 minutes I've been talking, but I had a lot of email and I still have a lot of text email that I'm going to share with you guys next week. And hopefully I'll have an interview. I don't know. I'm going to leave you with another tune here. One of my favorite, it's kind of like everybody's favorite. This is called Foothills, and I wrote it. I thought about it as I was sitting in my hotel in Denver, Colorado, back in 2014. You know, that's the trip that we rented, the Class C. And from the hotel, you could see the Rocky Mountains, you know, off in the distance. And I'm like, da 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 da, and the rest is history. Of course, if you want to get a ringtone of any of these songs, I'm offering those to the patrons and the members of the channel as well upon request. So check it out, patreon.com/travelingrobert, will you get this and many other perks, like watching videos earlier than they are released to the public. And sometimes I do behind the scenes. When I'm traveling, I will give you live updates, like where I am. So if you are where I am and you want to meet up quickly, impromptu, we can do that too. And I'm offering those special perks, among other things, to the patrons and the members of the channel. And check it out at patreon.com/travelingrobert. Or if you're on YouTube, you click on that join button at the bottom of the video. You know, by the way, as I was learning English, those were the, just those were two words that I got confused all the time. Button and button. Anyway, here's the, until next week. Thank you so much for listening, and see you on the road, because I see the light at the end of the tunnel. Pretty soon, we're going to be once again living the RV dream and loving the RV lifestyle. Free in my RV.